Michigan State head coach Mark D'Antonio joining us now via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Coach, when you were in Bristol last summer before the season, you said you're going to try to smile more this year. I bet you're smiling today. Congratulations on reaching the college football playoff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's very exciting for a football team, for a coaching staff, and it's a great moment for us. You know, I think it's a moment we've sort of reached for all year long and had to handle some adversity, but we got there.
I want to talk more about reaching that, Coach. We were week two of the football season. College game day was in East Lansing ahead of your big game with Oregon, and you talked about how you were very proud of the program, how it had won 11 games in four of the past five seasons, but you talked about trying to make the next step to the national championship picture. How do you think your team has done sort of towards achieving that next step?
Well, along the way, you know, we had one slip up, but after that, you know, I think we made it, you know, Big Ten champions, great performance last night, gutsy performance. And then, you know, just finishing it out, the season out and everything. But I think what we tried to do is just go farther as people than we had the year before. And even though we were 11-2 last year, two of the bigger games, the Oregon game and the Ohio State game, got away from us. And we wanted to be able to finish, and that's what we concentrated on. We wanted to be able to rise to that standard and be able to put ourselves in the class of college football in terms of the Final Four. So we were able to do that. I think that that was I think after we won the Big Ten championship last night, I think we were basically a shoe-in for that. And so we'll have another great challenge in that Alabama, certainly. But it'll be a great opportunity as well.
Coach, playing for the national championship or in the playoff is no surprise to people around your program, but I think people around the country don't realize that in five of the last 6 years, you've won 11 or more games. What drives the consistency of the success of your program?
It's our senior group, quite honestly. You know, we've had great seniors throughout that time, and every year our seniors take it upon themselves really to have great chemistry, and then, you know, that chemistry is creating energy. And that just is fostering more energy as the seasons go. And, you know, this 2015 group of seniors were here in 2011 when we won 11 games. We beat Georgia in the Outback Bowl, and we played in the Big Ten championship game, but we lost. So they remember those type of things, and I think it sort of fuels them a little bit. So we've been able to accomplish that, but it's the players. You know, continuity on our coaching staff certainly is very, very big as well. But, you know, our program, our facilities have improved. We're getting good players, recruits, et cetera. And, you know, it's just sort of a domino effect. You know, winning is breeding more success in terms of just the culture here and the foundation.
Coach, I loved reading after the game you sending your former starter, Kirk Cousins, his patented catchphrase, "You like that," at this point, after the win in the Big Ten championship the other night. Looking forward now, the first lines have come out for this game, and they have you guys as 9-point dogs to Alabama. How big is that chip on the shoulder for this team still going forward with all you guys have accomplished, still not seeming to get that respect on the big stage?
Well, I think, first of all, when you look at it, and you just asked me a minute ago, that, you know, this is a new stage for us. We've not been on this stage, so we're relatively newcomers to this. Now, we've been in the top five the last 2 years, final ranking, but we're new to the playoff system. And so there's that, I guess, who are these guys? A little bit of that. But our football team understands how to win. We know how to win. We've got to have an edge. And basically the chip, the pressure, is what we put on ourselves. So, you know, it's not so much the other team. It's okay, how do we advance as a program, and, you know, thoughts behind that, you know, internally. So we're going to measure up. That's the challenge. That's the opportunity that goes along with it, and we're looking forward to those chances,
Coach,
opportunities.
I think fans hear that teams know how to win from time to time, but drilling down into the how that happens, what does it mean specifically when a team knows how to win?
Well, to me, it means that, you know, in big stages, on big stages, in special moments or in tight moments, that you can deliver. And we've done that. You know, Connor Cook has done that since his sophomore year. Our football team, our defense, did it last night numerous times in the red zone. You saw some of our other skilled players, Aaron Burbidge and different people. Mike Geiger hits the field goal with 4 seconds to go. So, you know, we play every play all out. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, if you got 10 seconds left in a football game, that's 10 seconds with an opportunity to win or lose. And we've seen both ends of that spectrum. So I think as much as anything, it's a mindset. And I think that has to be developed. It's a confidence thing. And but our guys make plays down the stretch. I don't think there's any question about that.
And that 22-play drive will certainly live in infamy in East Lansing. We're talking to Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State head coach, joining us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Coach, obviously you have a history with Nick Saban, former assistant under him. Just real quick, your initial thoughts about facing Alabama?
Well, it's the initial thoughts are sort of daunting. I'm looking at their statistics, the nation's leading rusher and the defense that's ranked number one in various areas, two teams rushing for over 100 yards this season on them, and on it goes, statistically. So great football team. I know they're going to be extremely well coached. I know they're going to do a great job in terms of critiquing who we are and scouting who we are as a football team as well. But, when you get to this level and you're playing, there's four teams there. All the teams are very, very good football teams, or we wouldn't be in this situation. So we'll take stock in that. We'll get ready to go, and we're excited about the opportunity. We've been in the Cotton Bowl last year, so it's familiar ground for us. We practiced in that stadium for, 5 days or so, and then played the game there. So at least we've been in that environment a little bit. But great atmosphere. It'll be a great atmosphere down there and a great environment, and people at the Cotton Bowl do it first class in all respects. So I know we're going to have a great trip.
And you have about 3.5 weeks to prepare a little bit more for Alabama. Best of luck. We're excited to see you play in the college football playoff, and congratulations on a great regular season. And we're obviously looking forward to seeing you play come New Year's Eve.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much for having us on, and go Green.